Wave Farm Radio and WGXC 90.7 FM Hands-On Community Radio present Sonic Anthropology with Comrade Squilch on Radio Stew. 8 nights of binaural motion, recombinant waves, reimagined sound maps, phonographic ephemera, ethnographic archives, media archaeology, generative texts, resultant melodies, Revin on memories, interspecies communication, and post-human voices. Tonight, part 2. Phonogram mix. Wax cylinders, 78s, and rare recordings from the oldest ethnographic sound collections in the world.
This is a continuation of the ghost story on the preceding record as related by Mrs. Eartha White of the Clara White Mission. The story having been told to her by her mother around 1849. Now, Miss White, we got to a place where you were telling about the aunt asking him not to be afraid that he was her aunt. Will you go on from there, please?
Just as she finished, the horse became frightened, and he more so than ever. He ran home, falling almost off of his horse in the dining room where they were eating, frightening everybody. And when he had come to himself, they asked him, "Certainly, you're going to hear what she has to say and to get whatever she has to give you." And then with a sigh, he said, "Not me. She can keep whatever she has. I'll not be there." This is a real story. My mother always delighted in repeating it.
Thank you so much, Miss White. That was awfully nice of you to go to all this trouble to give us this story.
Oh, Geheimnisse der phonographischen Aufnahmetechnik einzuführen. Bamlele, bamlele, bambele, mastide. Bamlele, bamlele, bambele, mastide. Bamlele, bamlele, bambele, mastide. Omitala, Elisop. Deniola, Elisop. Ademchora, Elisop. Hola, Elen. Vezalo, vezalo, vezalo.
Thank you. anywhere you land and you go. They find to be a beast in that good old town. And you knew that everybody had the old road of you. And your father had the stuff of the people in the hood. And when you were here, when the preaching does begin, the bend down low to the drive of the ocean. And when you get the religion, we won't answer anything. There'll be a hot tide in your town.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم Had often dreamed, sweetheart crying at the pier, said, I'm proud of you, my dear, now you'll realize your dreams, taking pictures of those scenes. Said John, that's what I'll do, and I'll send them home to you. When I send you a picture of London, then you'll know I've landed safely over there. When I send you a snapshot of Paris, you'll know I'm ready to do and dare. I'll do my share, you'll know I'm thinking about you. When I send you my photo all alone, but when I send you a picture of Berlin, you'll know it's over, over there, I'm coming home.
Swords of justice. The other day, President Roosevelt gave his opponent in the late presidential election a letter of introduction to me. And in it he wrote out a verse in his own handwriting from Longfellow, which he said applies to you people as it does to us. Here is the verse. Sail on, O ship of state. Sail on, O Union, strong and great. Humanity, with all its fears, with all the hopes of future years, is hanging breathless on thy fate.
I can call you to joy in the rhythmic dance.
Edison phonograph.
I can love
the more
the
you become acquainted with me,
repose,
the better you will
awaken
like
me. In the age
of
soft memories of youthful days. No matter what may be your mood, I am always ready to entertain you. When your day's work is done, I can bring the theater or the opera to your home. I can give you grand opera, comic opera, or vaudeville. I can give you sacred or popular music. Band, orchestra, or instrumental music. I can render solos, duets, trios, quartets. I can aid in entertaining your guests. When your wife is worried after the cares of the day and the children are boisterous, I can rest the one and quiet the other. I never get tired, and you will never tire of me, for I always have something new to offer. I give pleasure to all, young and old. I will go wherever you want me, in the parlor, in the sick room, on the porch, in the camp, or to your summer home. If you sing or talk to me, I will retain your songs or words and repeat them to you at your pleasure. I can enable you to always hear the voices of your loved ones, even though they are far away. I talk in every language. I can help you to learn other languages. I am made with the highest degree of mechanical skill. My voice is the clearest, smoothest, and most natural of any talking machine. The name of my famous master is on my body and tells you that I am a genuine Edison phonograph. The more you become acquainted with me, the better you will like me. Ask the dealer. I am the Edison phonograph, created by the great wizard of the New World to delight those who would have melody or be amused. I can sing you tender songs of love. I can give you merry tales and joyous laughter. I can transport you to the realms of music. I can cause you to join in the rhythmic dance. I can lull the babe to sweet repose or waken in the aged heart soft memories of youthful days. No matter what may be your mood, I am always ready to entertain you. When your day's work is done, I can bring the theater or the opera to your home. I can give you grand opera, comic opera, or vaudeville. I can give you sacred or popular music, band, orchestra, or instrumental music. I can render solos, duets, trios, quartets.
And these old songs, which belong to a certain person. Do
yes.
you have? Do you know any of these songs?
Well, it's. I don't know. You know, when I'm alone in here, it comes popping
of
to
course,
my mind. Just,
yeah.
just now. You see, I don't think Haida anymore, and I don't. This other love song, it was my husband's father wrote this song.
Mm-hmm, that would be nice.
Just a minute. I haven't mm-hmm. got it yet. Oh yes, that's the one. Is it ready now?
Yes, yes.
This is a.
You can clap on that.
This is a love song. One of the Haida men, for his auntie.
Uh huh. And it belonged to your husband.
My husband's father, I think.
Uh-huh.
Or it's somebody else. I don't know, but I heard it was his father.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure. You see.
Yes.
Koding Amsterdams kostel kode til ko Oslo dangans god skedam at za de ja de la dos kanai ai ali ai alai.
That's all?
That's all.
Uh-huh. What does it mean? What does it say?
Koding, I put you away from my mind. Koding Amsterdams kostel. I put you away from my mind, but when I lie down, I think of you. Oh, my, I love you, my auntie. And I can't forget you.
I see.
That's mm-hmm. it. That's, it's just a short one, you know,
yes.
and it's very impressive.
Uh-huh, yes.
It's,
yes, it's a beautiful
it's natural
melody.
And it's just come out
yes,
from
yes,
the mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1911.
В песне поется о том, что жена ждет дома и ездит на пестром олене, на его любимом олене.
You're listening to Waveform Radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, hands-on community radio for Accra, Hudson, and the Hudson Valley, New York State, and worldwide online. I'm Comrade Squelch, and this is Sonic Anthropology, Phonogram Mix. You're listening to the sound of a broken wax cylinder. In the archives of the Berlin Phonogram Archive. We've been hearing a mix a love song for a reindeer from Magadan in Kolyma, Siberia, from the Russian archives of Magadan. Before that, a talking dog recorded by Otto Abraham and Erich von Hornbostel and Carl Strunk, founders of Gestalt Psychology and the Berlin Phonogram Archive. That was recorded probably around 1908, not sure. We heard a mix of Romanian folk songs collected by Bella Bartok with a song from Abyssinia, from Collector Hervice, also from the Berlin Archive. From the EMI Archive, we heard an example of the Balinese Gamelan Gong, Roger Kibyar, that was on a 78. Before that, an excerpt from the Thompson River, British Columbia wax cylinder by Hans Boas, set up the first recordings of any kind made in the North Pacific region, although that was pretty far inland from the North Pacific region. It was part of the Jesuit North Pacific expedition at the turn of the last century, which collected sounds and many other items from both sides of the Bering Strait, both sides of the North Pacific, Siberia, and the northwest coast of North America. Before that, a Haida song from a little bit later period. I am the Edison Phonograph. popular advertising record from the early days of the home phonograph. Winston Churchill and the Ship of State drag on, and this is from Franklin Roosevelt. When I send you a picture of Berlin, a song that was popular during the First World War. Before that, we heard songs recorded by prisoners of war in the German prison camps. Otto von Bismarck and his Royal Phonograph Commission, task anthropologists and psychologists, were recording songs and stories of prisoners of war being held in the German camps, including individuals from Punjab, Somalia, and Israel. Some of them told their own stories and asked to provide a linguistic text for study. This is documented in a book called When the War Began, They Told Us of Many Kings, which is how one of the imprisoned soldiers began his autobiography. We heard some American folk songs from Arkansas and the Appalachians, songs that were also popular in the 20th century. Hot Town and Old Town Tonight was one of them. And Rosie O'Grady was another. Before that, we heard a mix of items also from Berlin. There were a lot of places represented in that, including, well, many, many places, let's just say. Next, we're going to hear from Carl Stumpf himself, his Tone Psychology and Experimental Phonetics from 1886 to 1926. I should mention the technical difficulties are entirely something I've brought with me from my previous radio work, but we're figuring it out here.
LL right, L dollar sign U E S O N D E T, Uli R Seth Web the Rio, 1 F R L U O I 1 I Rachi, or Behaltal Kopnu, J H T 9 Li 1 W Jealous I I Inger dollar sign L Dishtin, L H R, I R, Toot, J T T, L T, L, R Sef L L C L F F T B L B L I A T R L, O Joe, the Medical Faculty University of Berlin and Akraki G E W I D Met, Volwart. The experimental work, the results of the present book summarizes, began in 1913, during the war years, when thundered out the guns, it was so quiet on the streets and in the scientific institutes in Berlin, almost as a soundproof.
End of EC 10-inch 440, began EC 10-inch 441.
EC number 10-inch 441. Item number 1, cylinder number 4747. Strip A.
Thank you. giftige Krause, haucht er seine tote Riese und gibt Muto in des terrible times scientific feedback as it used unter bitte Worten L. E. Hills meint er nicht im Knif in Germany, phonetisch sind sie habers to continue. Te Impulse hat my vocal studies Wolfgang Köhler given bart IEH unter Congress of Experimental Psychology in Göttingen ab.
Marius Darboux of the National Museum of Canada speaking in my life
with
Darboux,
Indian and
of
folk
the National
song
Museum
in Canada.
Of Canada speaking in my
when
life
a child with
my
Indian
father
and folk
used
song
to take
in Canada
and have me dance jigs in front of him.
The devil's
jig. He would sing songs
like the devil's dream.
The money man.
And have me dance
and then
in front of
him. He would sing songs like this.
He would sing
Meanwhile,
my maternal grandmother,
thoroughly French, named Morancy,
would sing lullabies,
cradle songs
to the younger children in the family.
Like
c'est la poulette grise qui a pond dans l'église.
Elle a pond
un petit coco pour Dalila qui va faire dodo.
Elle a pond
un petit coco pour Dalila qui va faire dodo. Dodo, dodo, je dodo.
Cylinder number 4749. Strip A.
Oh, number 6, cylinder number 4578, strip A.
That echo you're hearing is melted wax on a wax cylinder that has collapsed in on itself. And so the grooves are printed through, creating a doubling effect, turning a solo singer into a chorus. In this case, a Russianized Yukagir singer from Siberia, recorded in 1902 by Valdemar Jokelson for the American Museum of Natural History on the Jesup North Pacific Expedition. Before that, we heard an EMI 78 Campage by Benodini Dassi from the Springs of Time collection. Marius Barbeau, Canadian folklorist, duetting with himself as his archive tape actually gets eaten. And more from Franz Boas on the Thompson River in British Columbia at the turn of the last century. I'm Comrade Squelch. Thanks for tuning in. Tomorrow night on Sonic Anthropology, Vox Inhumana. Voices of the not human and of the not human.